sang this song to me. There was a message in its melody, sweetest lyrics that I ever heard.
This is Stephanie Wilson Coleman with the Champagne Connection, with your sip of inspiration and champagne moment. Learn to love yourself. All our lives, we're told to love your neighbors as yourself. Your life is not complete unless you have a companion. And love is the only thing worth having. So our search for love always starts in the outer, with someone else targeted as the benefactor. We tend to believe that loving our neighbors more than we love ourselves is the godly, noble thing to do. And having a companion is the only way to feel complete. This is apparent in most of our relationships. We give the best of ourselves to others. Rarely do we have any of the good stuff left over for our needs. We do not even use our best unless we have visitors or a loved one to entertain. We often wait until we have a date to treat ourselves to bubble baths and perfumes. Our society teaches us that hedonism is a sin, but American communities are plagued with symbols of how we love each other, through examples of sexual abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, drug abuse, and etc. Only by loving ourselves first do we learn to love others, because we are only able to treat others the way we treat ourselves. Charity must begin at home. By regularly scheduling quiet time for ourselves to visit with our thoughts and feelings, are we able to clear up unresolved issues we have within? And once we unravel our own issues, we're then able to give our full support to our significant other and are also able to properly love, guide, and discipline our children. Agreeing to commit to loving ourselves enough to come face to face with our own feelings of inadequacy allows us to release the need to control and manipulate others. With these barriers removed or significantly diminished from our relationships, we can see others through spirit-filled eyes, whole, perfect, and free. During the course of our human path, we'll not always live up to the expectations or remain within the boundaries and limitations we have defined for our lives. Life does not always go according to our plan because we are not the master planner. Forgive these detours. Love yourself by vowing to judge your actions with right actions, God's actions, and God's judgments. Practice forgiving and loving yourself daily. Look into the mirror, realizing that you are God's beloved, and say to yourself, God loves you, I love you, and all is well. Send yourself a card that highlights all the wonderful things about you. And above all, do not forget to remind yourself that you are loved. Then and only then, start to look for expressions of love for the wonderful people in your life. There is an old saying, you can explore the universe looking for someone who is more deserving of your love and affection than yourself, and you will not find that person anywhere. As you begin to learn to love yourself more, your entire life will change. You will find that seeming mountains will disappear, your health will improve, and your dreams will start to come true. I want you to remember to dream big. Life is too short to drink cheap champagne and live the life that you've imagined.
Life's too short to drink cheap champagne. So I decided to buy me